The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for February 2018.
Centers for Independent Living, or CILS, or CILS, despite documented success in serving people with disabilities and supporting members of the disability community to live with increased independence, have a hard time to let the world know we exist. If we are so good, then how can this possibly be? I think there are a number of causes that include the way we operate being so different to most other organizations. For example, CILS are run by people with disabilities, while most other organizations serving people with disabilities are not. CILS reflect the local community. While we all provide similar programs and services, each CIL has our own board of directors, our own names, our own mission statements, and our own way of doing things. CILs are cross-disability. That is, we serve anyone who identifies as a person with a disability. While we each have our own story and experiences, people with disabilities tend to have the same obstacles to a level playing field. They are access to education, employment, healthcare, housing, and transportation. And we share the attitudinal barriers towards disability. CILs reflect the independent living philosophy, or IL. That is, independent living is not where we live, but how we live. Centers for Independent Living function by peer support. That is, individuals are supported to reach goals as identified by themselves. And while there are similarities, each individual does things in their own individual way. Peer supporters do not tell people what to do, but rather share the benefit of their own experiences and provide resources, support, and encouragement. In Georgia, there are 9 centers for independent living, each serving between 9 and 16 local counties. This provides independent living services to approximately 2/3 of Georgians with disabilities. You can find a map and contact information for each CIL in Georgia on the website of the Georgia Statewide Independent Living Council, or SILC, at www.silcga.org. If you have not made contact with your local CIL, I urge you to do so and discover the variety of services, programs, classes, activities, events that CIL provide. I cannot list all the possibilities provided at CILS, but programs include health and wellness, employment, youth and young adult, transitioning from nursing facilities or other institutions back into the community, peer support groups of all kinds, volunteer opportunities, and so much more. View the short video on the homepage of the Georgia Statewide Independent Living Council at www.silcga.org. Please take a look and share with others. In the video, CILS are described as the best-kept secret, but this needs to change. Letting people know about CILS and independent living educates the world about disability and empowers members of the disability community to be in charge of our lives, to live fully, to promote respect and dignity, to experience and expect equity, to learn, grow, and achieve, and to celebrate our achievements. This should not be a secret. Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights. Brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led organization. You can contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For Georgia Radio Reading Service, this is Linda Pogue.